This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Typical Gyros.
Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon so ya if you're weak? Whoa, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against
ya. And good afternoon, good day, a beautiful Talking Heads Thursday. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's your boy Pearly in the house. So good to be here with you guys today. Oh, man, when are we going to get some cold weather? This I'm starting to think we're back in July. But don't think Pearly fully enough to try going to see it this time of the year. But I need you to be talking heads today, so here's what's going on.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
You can get me at 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259, or you can always call me toll-free, 242-300-5720. And of course, if you're a little shy to talk on the phone, text me at our text line, powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Let me hear you. How we doing? How we doing? What's going on in the headlines today, Mr. Producer?
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine...
I can read the headlines, then we can comment. 11.2 million visitors. Arrivals up 16.2% in 2024. Foreign air arrivals unchanged. Another prison inmate, Star Police, says... Bahamas committed to assisting Haiti mission, Monroe says, and you'll be hit with ransomware attack. Over in the business section, Cooper, Grand Lucaya cost government $1 million per month, but occupancy fairly significant. Occupancy driven mostly by tourism, but some of it by the industrial sector, says DPM. BVLGARI Resort project announced on Cave Key. Media firm claims inconsistencies in awarding of cruising permits in Bahamas. Boy, interesting, interesting. Oh, you know what? Let's get one thing out of the way. Let's get these some special announcements. So, let me say I forgot. Collect the Bear of the Bahamas invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join us Saturday, March 1st at Smugglers Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and the 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxons Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Come enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant, the great DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawe and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, Saxons Superstars. NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature Kinos, drink dish, Kino dishes, best salads, and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now for dinner. Each order made with love, the highest quality ingredients, and a nutritiously balanced meal. Visit any of their two locations, Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m., and West Bay Street above the Henry R. Plaza, Henrya Plaza, on the second floor, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG. And one more, oh, collect this is a lit weekend for collect. Collect the Bear of the Bahamas is inviting you to join us at the New Village Pub, Grove Holiday, Tropics Lounge, Palm Tree Delight, Palm Time Lounge, and the Pond for the big game. Buy a bucket of collect and get two free shots of Jose Cuervo all game day. Collect reminds you to drink responsibly. And guess what, buddy? We can give you our picks on tomorrow. Naughty has his. I have mine. Some people may be pleasantly surprised, or some people may be pleasantly upset. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. We got lots to talk about in sports. But today's paper. Oh, before I get one more thing. I hear I got some special listeners today. So I want to say shout out to my mommy, my aunties, Auntie Granny and Auntie Betty, Auntie Mary, who are listening. Thank you for listening. And I'll wait for the criticisms a little later. Now, let's get into this. This is very interesting. 11.2 million visitors. 11.2 million visitors. I want you to listen now. Arrivals up 6.2% in 2024. Foreign air arrivals unchanged. 11.2 million be up now from last year. We up from pre-COVID numbers. We fell short of the 12 million that the DPM and the Minister of Tourism thought we may have achieved. Is this a really good thing? And let me say why. If air arrivals remain unchanged, that's about 1.72 million foreign air arrivals we got. 1.72 million. That's the same thing from last year, thereabouts, a couple thousand. But we up. That means we're getting a lot of cruise ship passengers. Which is wonderful. Now, anybody we get to come to the Bahamas, pretty happy. Is that our celebration that we're getting more cruise ship passengers and becoming more of a cruise port? Is that what's going on? The fellas who come and spend nights here, go to the casino, eat in restaurants, spend plenty of money per night in hotel rooms and all that. They spend good money. Cruise the passenger in town for a couple hours. Unless they buy a really expensive piece of jewelry, they ain't gonna spend a ton of money. They ain't really got to eat over here unless they really want to try some conch salad and bitches, we get them to do. But they can eat on the boat. Gamble on the boat, on the cruise ship. Come downtown and spend some money, jewelry, souvenirs. That's great. But is that where we want our emphasis to be? Is that where we want our growth to be? Is that putting more, what I call indirect deposits into the economy? Is that putting, when you go to the store now and you shop and you get when US 5 or when US 10 or US 20 and you change, foreign money in town, tourists in town spending money. Is that enough? Is it what we want? Do we only want cruise ship passengers? That means if you look at 11.2, 1.7, that's about 9 million, almost 10 million cruise ship passengers, which is great. But so if we're going to grow over this 11.2 million, shouldn't we just try to maintain that 9, 10 million in cruise ship and take that 1.7 million and grow that? Should we? You tell me. Is this we're going to stimulate our economy? 645 million in expenditure by cruise ship passengers. I think that's what they say. Call you on the line.
Holy, what's happening, man? St. Petersburg.
Hey, Berg, what's happening?
Nothing, man. I just had to get off the interstate. They got a bad accident, man. Nobody. Car flipped over, and boy, hoping nobody did, but it looked bad. You got all kind of emergency vehicles, so I had to take a detour.
But you keep your eyes on the road.
Hey, Man, look here. Hey, so check this out. Uh-huh. Is that law still in effect in the Bahamas? Like, Bahamians cannot gamble in the casino?
Bahamians cannot gamble in the casinos. No, we cannot.
I remember that law was set up during the UBP era, right?
I don't know. I don't. But even if it was set up under the UBP era, you had 25 years of PLP, another 10 years of PLP, 15 years of FNM. You can't blame it on them.
Yeah, but then again, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, they say they're independent country. I mean, me personally, if you want to gamble your money, you should have to.
We get more web shop on this island than you can shake a stick out. more web shops you could spin, you could buy numbers, you could be on your phone spinning. So I don't see it, to me personally, I don't see there as an issue where you can't go PI or Bahamas again.
Yeah, so why don't they have a national lottery?
That has been a conversation that has been a conversation for many a years. It was something that people spoke about and hoped for at the referendum. The opinion poll that the PLP ran. There is some chatter I'm hearing about it. There should be a national lottery.
Okay.
So I don't know, because we have web shop or lottery, whatever the license is, gambling or.
But they get caught. Hey, when the tourists come on the ship, but they can gamble, they should go back to the old law. Like here in Florida, they get gambling boats, but you have to be so many miles off the coast.
I'm pretty certain the casinos are closed when they're in port.
Okay.
I'm pretty certain of that. I know that was the rule, and I think that's still the fact that casinos are closed. I could be wrong. Somebody could correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the casinos are closed when they're in port.
But yesterday you were saying that you call me St. Petersburg, but I get that name from you and Naughty, so I just you opposite where I'm from. I say it's from Petersburg, so I thought I got myself a PLP. But if I can give you my producer my name, man.
All right, give it to the producer for me, and I won't call him there, but that's so I can know.
Yeah. Okay. I can get your Facebook or Instagram or something like that.
All right, I'll give it to the producer. But I'll give it to the producer, and you send me your number, and I'll WhatsApp it to you.
Okay, my number.
Don't tell it to me. Give it. I can let the producer put you on hold and give it. Then you have all these women in Nassau calling you. No, man. But Mr. Producer, take his number for me, please. Call you on the air.
Yes, how you doing? Let me just first say the casinos are open on the cruise ship now.
They are? Okay.
All right. You can gamble within 12 miles. You cannot gamble on a boat in the territorial waters of the United States, so you have to go at least 12 miles offshore.
Yeah, okay.
Secondly, another point to make is that Bahamas, there's no laws in the Bahamas that prohibits Bahamians from gambling in the casino, nowhere. However, the law permits that anybody that is ordinary residence for 180 days or more in the Bahamas, and if this is your primary home, then you can't be a resident.
Okay.
And the same, so if you're a Bahamian, 100% Bahamian, you don't reside in the Bahamas, you reside in TCI or in the U.S. or somewhere, you could come and gamble in the casinos.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
But here's the thing, that the minister has the ability, without going to parliament, to grant anybody the right to go into the casino just by saying so.
You're trying to start a row down.
Right. also, concerning gaming, I want to talk about tourism, but concerning gaming,
uh-huh.
It's a point that I made from during the gaming debate. And we were seeking to legitimize those existing casino holders, and with all due respect, it's because they wouldn't qualify at the time in the international arena because of their what's considered a form of criminality.
Yes.
You have to understand that casinos are actual banks. But now that we should have opened it, and this is an example. If I was to get a gaming platform, just like the casinos in the Bahamas, none of them wrote their software, in spite of people think they got them from multislots.com or somebody else.
Okay.
Right? You know, when you trace their underlying thing, the only thing is the government required that they brought a copy of that server and be resident in the Bahamas, you know.
Okay.
So, but if you imagine that you get a casino platform and you have a right to have anybody in the world answer it, because what we have here in the Bahamas is called proximity gaming, meaning that you should be at the location, and then if Bahama and the rest of them is the same thing, they could give you online gaming as long as you remain on their campus.
Okay.
And I have a platform. and allow you to go find 10,000 people to white label my platform. And let's say you could find 10,000 people per month to lose a dollar on the platform, or 10,000 people per week from the tens of millions of people that gamble. And so by them losing even just a dollar a week on the platform, because house always wins, you could just make $10,000 a month without doing anything. I would do all of the background, everything for you, and all you do is promote your gaming. Your gaming. So these are opportunities of the 21st century that we just somehow don't seem to understand. It's the same thing if we have to have international, if we used to have a national lottery. It's not just for the behemoths, and we always limit ourselves to the tourists. But we could go into any jurisdiction by using geofencing for anybody who could allow to play the lottery in any jurisdiction and have access to maybe 1 billion people playing the lottery every single week.
Yeah, that's probably why when you see these gambling stuff come up on TV, they say but states can't participate.
Right, and so but we don't have the whole federal law participation thing that they have in cross-border. So we're not subject to those rules. We just need people to understand how things work in the 21st century. But when you come, let's go back quickly to your tourism numbers. And so Mr. Lang just gave you the history of the fact that we have been around 800 to 1,800 people for the last 25 years. And 1.8 million, people coming to the Bahamas, and we haven't grown in 25 years.
Yes.
So if we can actually begin to look at establishing what is called tourism destination, when you begin to look at the cruise ships, those are destinations. They come to the Bahamas only because they don't have sunshine and sea on the cruise ship. So they just bring them off to experience it for a couple of hours. So they're not in the Bahamas. They never get to experience the Bahamas in its truest sense. However, they do salt and pepper at those destinations. You know, they bring a little coconut and a little, little thing. So they provide the whole meal, and then they tell us that y'all could be the salt and the pepper for one of the meals for a couple of hours. But we have to begin to reimagine the Bahamas as a destination, and tourism is just one of them. Tourism, we have never, and I hear people with this foolish thought that we need to diversify from tourism, even political leaders. If we haven't even hit 2% of the tourism potential, what are you diversifying from it for? You should be diversifying into it. And so when you begin to look, and even for Grand Bahama, if you look at the airport alone, if you look at the about 30 different hotels that once was on Grand Bahama, and for those who don't know Grand Bahama, who say the Bahamas in the industry, need only read the Hawks Peak Agreement because it addressed the same thing of hospitality and industry.
Yeah.
And so what I'm simply saying is that if we need 750,000 people, remember now we got 1.8 million for the entire Bahamas.
Yeah.
But we need 15,000 people per week or 8,000 to come to the Bahamas just for the airport to be feasible. We could very easily achieve that GDP aspect on Grand Bahama alone if the airport is to ever open. But the problem is that you must have a master destination plan for the experience, the immersive experience. So at the same time, when Sea Island is building his short-term vacation rentals, somebody has a strategy that integrates into that to build their restaurant, to build their tours, to build their cruising, to build all of those different things. And I'll end in saying this. Using the tokenization, more so that Donald Trump gave the Bahamas its ability to print its own money, using our DARE bill and understanding what crypto is, it's not cryptocurrencies. Those are marbles. Those are the greater fool theory. The base, the underlining aspect of crypto and digital assets is what we need to tap into. And so you could actually have probably 99% financing or 100% financing for every single idea that could be shown to be viable in the Bahamas. And you only have to answer three questions. And the third question, I'll hang up.
Okay.
First question, is the asset for which I am investing in equal to or greater than the amount of money I'm giving you? Second question, is the income from that asset equal to or greater than the financing charge or the cost of operations?
Okay.
Third question, is there an exit strategy for the bank or the investor? I don't really believe in banks, but understand this. When you go to the bank and they give you a 15-year loan, after 8 years, the bank want to get rid of you. You're an old hag because they already made all their profits.
Yeah.
So they want to be able to see, do you have an exit strategy, even though you may ask for a 15-year loan? But the investor actually want to know, is there going to be continued growth? And just like when you invest in Cable Bahamas or BTC shares, once I want to get rid of the shares, can I sell it to somebody else because you can't sell it back to me? And so these are simple concepts that we have to understand, but you must have something for people to invest in other than simply saying, I have an idea. And collectively, we can do it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Caller on the air, how you doing?
Scotty Days of Stock, you know, waste so long with you and your audience now.
Raymond, what you saying? What you saying, brother?
What I'm saying is, right, take for instance, right, when you look at our GPA, right, if you were to merge it from right from January to April, right,
uh-huh,
we never been in the red. So what I am saying is, why is it that nothing are being passed over to us? Okay?
It's not trickling down.
Not trickling down.
That's the question that's been asked all week. It's not trickling down. You'll be booming in Grand Bahama, but it's not trickling down. The economy is improving, but it's not trickling down. So I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
For real. Somebody got to come up with something. I want to hear a mathematician on your show, man.
I'll do that.
Needs to be
you want to hear an economist, and I'll get one. I'll get one day to have a conversation.
A good one now.
All right. Oh yeah, they're very good ones. Okay. All right. One of the better ones is be on the show 2 to 4. One of the top economists of this country. Call you on there.
Hey God, how you doing, man?
Hey Radio, what's up?
Good. Racket numbers. Break it. Listen, man. I do tours, and I take my guests to different stops on tour.
Yeah.
Say my guests.
Yes.
Then the Rum Factory guests, then the Straw Market guests.
Then your vehicle.
They're my guests.
Yes.
I decide where I want to take my guests.
And you're responsible
because
for them.
Of the experience that my guests might have, the attractiveness of where I take them on my different stops on tour.
Okay.
So I can't go, the rum distillery or those other places, can't go brag and telling people that they guests. They have their probably packages that you could directly go to them and then they become their guests. They get a percentage. They get a small little handling fee of when I bring them people to them.
Okay.
What I mean by that is the cruise ship passengers ain't the Bahamas guests. They're not our customers. They are the cruise ship customers.
Yeah.
Which means we are on an itinerary of places they stop. Because if anything happens, they don't have to stop. The people don't come off the ship. You don't have to come off the ship.
Yeah.
This is a stop onto another stop. Especially if you go on a 5-6 day cruise. Some of the Bahamas is probably one of the stops on the itinerary.
Okay.
So you counting the numbers of, you know, what we guarantee from them is that the pocket tax, that's it.
Okay.
So if you could times whatever the party tax by 11 million, you know, because minus the 1.7 that come by plane, which we should be encouraging more. We getting lazy because we get caught up in 11 million visitors. That's why it don't trickle down into the grassroots areas. I can tell you one thing. When those passengers go and they come off the ship and they wander around and walk, they want to spend money, you know.
Yeah.
But people only spend money on what they perceive as value. I travel to different destinations around the world. I've been on cruise ships, and when I come off the cruise into a different port, Mexico, you know, Labadee, and I don't just buy a T-shirt because it's there to buy. It has to be something special I want to spend my money on.
I understand.
It has to be a special, you know, place that I want to go. I want this. It's a must-see historic.
Are you saying that we need more things for the tourists to do, more places for them to see and go and participate in?
Scott, I mean, I do a tour where I have to be on the street, so I got the opportunity. I tell any payment, just walk from Bay Street straight to Awaki. Just walk it.
I've done that.
Stop it! Shantytown. They breaking down all the shantytowns around here. They need to go to Junkanoo Beach and start with that. I don't understand how the Minister of Tourism who have to pass that every day to go to work could find that attractive and say 12,000 people go there every day. One bathroom out there.
I don't know about 12,000.
You want these people to come off a cruise ship to go and spend the entire day on Junkanoo Beach and you can't receive them?
Wow.
Think about it.
Yeah, I hear you,
bro. Drive past that place.
I've done it.
You go into our
it's my neighbor.
Sometimes it looks nice. But there's nothing there. No shade, no nothing. But you know, God, you know what else? You know what my pet peeve?
I got to let you have to go quick because I got to take a break. But go ahead, but tell me your pet peeve.
Think about it. The cruise port has been open almost going into their third year.
Yeah.
Right? John Kuno Beach has not been renovated.
Nope.
To receive these people. RCI Island, the island, the beach club, what we're complaining about.
Should be finished.
They're about to open in another couple of months.
Yeah, they say in the first quarter, right?
Could you blame them?
Nope.
Because their customers, they and our customers, need a better experience because they're paying them. That's all I have to say. Think about it.
I'll think. Thanks for calling. Callers, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, but I got to pay the bills. This is Pearly on a Guardian Radio 96.9 Talking Heads Thursday. I am so happy to be here with you. Give me a couple of seconds. We'll be right back.
Craving some extra finger-licking good flavor? Well, love is in the air at KFC, and it's downright irresistible. KFC's Mega Love Bucket is filled with 8 pieces of the crispy Kentucky Fried Chicken that you love, and paired with 4 buttery biscuits, 8 saucy nuggets, large creamy mashed potatoes with gravy, and 4 sweet strawberry dessert biscuits. Pass by KFC today and crunch in love with a Mega Love Bucket. KFC is finger-licking good.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Pender is carrying a new line of tile, the Sky Series of Porcelain. Comes in 4 colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky Series comes in 2 formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky Series at Pinder Tile.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Not even the dance of that I come to pour, and I shall burn them.
And welcome back to Talking Heads Thursday. There's Pearly in the house. Let me read a couple of these texts. I got to be careful with this one. This text is getting me in trouble. Did you all hear the bombshell information release in the Marco Archer case last night? Nah, I can't talk about that too much. I'm not quite sure about that. So excuse me when that one text though. Great show as usual, Pearly, me and you and Naughty going to gamble over PI Monday. We can't go tomorrow because no one won't get locked up on a Friday. You game by yourself. I don't like gambling. I like that. All them tourists coming here, who is benefiting and what's trickling down to the middle class and poor? They closed down the hobby horse racetrack. Now all the web shops, too many in this, and now all these web shops, too many in this country. Good day, Pearly. Could you tell me if the DPM or the PM could come up with a date when the hotel in Grand Bahama will be sold and what's the situation on the airport? Hope the Freeport people is watching. They say soon. Say in a few weeks. Pearly, those numbers are not real. I will give you why the caller is right. That's what I was going to tell you. Cruise ships, passengers on board should not count for tourist numbers. That's a good point. And, you know, it ran across my mind when he was saying that. And I said, you know, those 9-plus million tourists, how many of them are staying on the cruise ship? How many of them are actually coming off ship? And that's a number we should know. Caller, you on the air.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Hey, Pearly. Hey, John.
Ray, this Sparky, what you saying?
How many of the figures in the comments? Pearly really confused. It really gets confusing to me sometimes.
How's that?
You know what? Even when they talk about the number boys, the number rockets, the proposed referendum on gambling, but they turned around and said it wasn't a referendum, a test.
Opinion poll.
But you know, the thing is, what I don't understand, it scares you when you know, your own people pull these tricks on you. It ain't like when we were growing up, I got you by a couple 1 or 2 years.
You got me by 10 years, buddy. Let's get that right.
Yeah. When I was growing up, our same boys, let's put it, our black boys was telling us what the white man was doing to us.
Uh-huh.
What the UBD was doing to us.
Uh-huh.
They had us as maids and waiters. But when us black boys get there, we ain't got to be maids and waiters no more.
Only some
the
of
Jamaicans
us.
The Jamaicans and the Haitians could be the maids and the waiters.
Uh-huh.
What going on now? We still the maids and the waiters.
Ooh.
Ain't nothing changed, right?
I know them long time. Them people is Sparkies.
Our own black boys say, no, we got this referendum.
Uh-huh.
This is a Christian nation. We want to see what the Bahamian people can say. Let's have a referendum whether we want gambling here or not. Okay, the Bahamian people say no. Didn't we say no to it?
The 60-some percent of people who voted said no, yes. Low voter turnout. Very low voter turnout.
And five said no, it was no.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
And then the same black leaders turn around, and when they say, oh, no, it wasn't a referendum, that's what the politicians would call themselves lawyers now. They use law on us, right? They use the law. They turn around and say, no, it was just a test. Now, we knew that the people that they was going to give the numbers to was the same ones who was breaking the law. Before the referendum went down, the same number man who was
yeah,
breaking
I
the
know,
law.
Yeah, I hear you. I
hear you. The door, number license,
I
right?
hear you. Well, that was now all this has been said from the from the, when they had their opinion poll and when and the, during the debate and lead up to it. Yes, all
so
that has been said.
It's not a referendum. Say it's an opinion poll.
Yeah. So with all that was being said while it was being campaigned upon. So
but
you know that
the same boys who we knew was breaking the laws, it's the same ones who got the license now, right?
Yep. All on them. I got Sparky, give a couple more calls. All on them, Sparky. Caller on the air, how you doing?
Yeah, how are you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, I think we missed this too, something as we don't think of the box. You know, most tourists want to go and experience the natives, the way they in the club, how they hang out.
Yeah, a lot of people, yeah, yeah.
You see, when I travel, I won't go to native, I don't pay no tourists.
Yeah.
I was where the people live.
Yeah, that's true.
And a lot of taxi drivers, especially the sales ones, are a little afraid to take the tourists over what they want to see. They just go to the same old attraction they have before and so forth. And
but I have to understand.
Before.
Yeah, but you got to understand why the taxi, because some of our people, we don't know how to behave.
Yeah. But
we don't know how to behave, and then so we make it bad. You know, you go, and I'm not going to call any area because ain't nobody saying pretty. Going against the area. If you go in a certain area, you say, let's take them to the club, let's take them, let them see how it is, then fight break out, one of them get hurt.
But you realize though the crime against tourists is very minimal?
No, I do know that. I do know that. And particularly in the area I grew up in Chippingham, when the tourists walk past, it was almost like an obligation to protect them in the sense that nobody touched them. You make sure they're safe and all that stuff. And I think generally, Bahamians understand that. But you still get them one or two stupid ones who don't know how to understand that.
That downtown too.
Yeah, exactly.
Another issue, I think we missed the ball with the same carnival situation. We too, like limited people. We need to be unique in ourselves. I am sure that if they would have just a full chokulu, our type of jokulu, instead of this, whatever they call it, this kind of situation, we'd have a better foreigners coming to view that.
And make it more Bahamian instead of less West Indian.
And it's more money to make. You know how much people would love to be able to participate on the parade with the Saxon or the Wali? I talk about native and foreign.
I understand.
But why we can't do that? The trap people, why we would not do that?
I have personally, this is my personal view. I like going out there in carnival. I just want to see the pretty girls, to be honest. Let me be real, all right? But I have different views on how we should be doing it. And I think it should be, if you can do it, it should be like it is, a week-long celebration. You're having different events, different junkanoo or Bahamian events around where you invite them to the Bahamas and experience the Bahamas. I would have been flying around around the world promoting this, taking a junkanoo band, taking a Bahamian band, taking different things so that it will be a truly Bahamian junkanoo carnival celebration. and not just about the road march, and not just about the concert, but some other things. That's what I would do. But,
well,
you know.
That's a good concept. Right? I went to some foreign place, and they had a whole week event where, one time, it's just got a concert. You know what I'm saying?
Different parties, per se. They call it FET. We could call it something else.
But people here, people listen to this right now, right?
I hope.
I know people listen to this.
Okay.
But why they didn't want... Take advice. Listen to people and do what is best for... to make things happen. I don't know why they don't do it, but...
One day I'll tell you why this crew ain't getting me.
All right.
Call you on there. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly, I'm fine, and you, man?
What's up?
Hey, this comedian here. Pearly.
You sure? You don't come calling me a comedian. I know the one great comedian in the name of Naughty now. I don't know if he's good as him.
Well, I might be a little bit better.
that's my brother, so I don't know. I got to stick with him.
I know it goes. And you feeding right into where I called you.
I figured I'd just go to where you want me to go.
You know, after all, what I'm hearing, you know, I think we might as well vote for Lincoln Bend, man.
See, now, one thing, let me say this much.
If I make you laugh, I tell you I'm the comedian, right? You see,
okay. I try to remember on the talk show right now and not say what I really think.
You see, because he's the only one promising to put all the...
Jay.
Huh?
You mean the 100? See, comedian.
Yeah.
Comedian. You have yourself.
Yeah,
you have yourself a wonderful day, right? I can take the next caller before you lead me down one path I don't want to go to today. Take care, my brother. You try. This is the producer. You think any comedian really trying to get me in trouble? Call you on there. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Right here, my brother. You see the last caller trying to set me up?
Well, listen, everyone got jokes today. He picked the right name for himself, comedian.
That was funny, though. What's up?
Listen, so Chester was saying grandmama today.
Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper, let's show him a little bit. He got less perspective.
My apologies, Chairman, whoever, Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper, was saying grandmama the other day, saying how good the economy going and how much tourism and how much tourists on the island and this hotel full and that hotel full.
Uh-huh.
I honestly believe he was looking at some holograms. He was on some, I don't know, but we and grandmama, we ain't seen it. We live it every day.
Well, I keep hearing Grand Bahamian say they ain't seen it. I'm hearing it everywhere.
We ain't seen it. No, and also, too, in terms of the tourism product, right?
Uh-huh.
The Bahamas government wants the Grand Bahamian National Airport. Wants it outright.
Okay.
Why haven't the Bahamas government reduced the fees at the airport to attract more air traffic?
Good question.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like I said, there are things that the Bahamas government could do that directly impact grandmama immediately.
Okay.
Reducing landing fees is one of them. As a matter of fact, this administration, yes, increased the landing fees in grandmama.
I think they increased them across the country, eh?
My point exactly.
Okay.
So again, if grandmama is so important to you, why haven't you made some kind of provision? Reduce the landing fee so that you could track private aircraft.
I'm sure
airport is not the problem, though. We have one of the, our airport might not be what you have in Nassau, but still we have one of the best airports in the Bahamas.
You have a good tarmac. You just need a terminal.
But we have a terminal. Look at our airport compared to the airport in Exuma, Eleuthero, and the rest of the Family Islands.
But I still, Grandmama's the second city. It really needs to have a comparable airport to Abaco.
I understand that. But when you compare to some of the islands that are doing much better with tourism numbers, and look at the airport compared to us.
But you know something? I hear you. But I think that those islands can get away with it a little more because people tell me, they're coming to the island as proposed. You're looking at Grand Bahamas, the second city. I don't know if that makes sense what I said. I could be talking foolishness.
But the point I'm trying to make is the airport itself, the structure itself, is not perfecting planes or air traffic from coming here.
Okay. Point.
I mean,
I understand what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I think the issue is capacity in terms of bringing them through the terminal, getting them checked in, it raining the outside, getting wet up and all. I think that's the issue more so than what you got. You understand what I'm trying to say?
But we don't have that problem where people stand in the rain, though.
Yeah, man, I get weather before, man. Don't tell me that, man.
I just come to the airport the other day.
Yeah, but I came to the airport when it was raining one time, and it wasn't very pleasant. I got to take this next caller.
No, but what I'm saying is...
Go ahead, let you go. Go ahead.
Reduce the fees.
Okay.
Reduce the fees and get some traffic here.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Let me read this text, and then we take the next caller. Good day, Mr. Pearly. I listened to Chester Cooper talking to a group of people. He was in Grand Bahama. He said, Grand Bahama is booming. I'm from Grand Bahama. I don't see that happening, not in the tourism sector. He had a dream one day. I will let Chester Cooper know how to count tourist numbers. here we go. What do you mean, Baintown people and Camp Road people? Pearly, no, sir. They can't go gambling over PI with us on Monday. I matter of fact, no day. They should gamble over PI. Boy, I tell you, they won't broke up the place. Pearly, they let a freak neck over here light how it... I ain't quite understand it. Say, vote for Lincoln. God won't punish us, Bahamians, for our sins, but he don't want... See, Mr. Comedian, you in problems with me. Call you on the air.
Hey, Pearly.
How you doing, brother?
GNN, yeah.
Hey, GNN. What you saying?
What's the problem with voting for Lincoln?
I don't personally... I know the person personally, and I don't think that's the person for him to be prime minister. That's my personal view.
Okay, based on, if you don't mind sharing.
Past experience, and I don't see a program... I don't see a... all right, take that off the table. I don't see a plan.
You don't see a plan?
No, because you can't promise me $100,000 and know that ain't real.
Okay, what was promised us in 52 years so far?
That doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
What promise in the past? That you promising me something that I know. Look at that, can't be real.
I know you was a football sports guru and a talk show. I never knew you to stammer. All of a sudden you start stammering.
No. I'm being very careful in what I say. That's why. It ain't stammering. It's just being very guarded in what I say.
Oh, all right. Okay, then.
Because the right, to be very honest, I don't want to get into political argument. I don't mind having one, but not today. We can have this. We can have one. I tell you what I will do. One of these days, we'll dedicate the show and we'll have that conversation. Fair enough.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, man.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Thanks for taking.
Thanks, my brother. that's why I didn't want to say. I know I was gonna get that call. Knew I was gonna get that call. But I love the brother, so I can keep my word with him. Call you on the air.
Yeah, Pearly. Good afternoon today.
Good afternoon, my brother. How
this
are you?
This is the next call. Pearly.
Yes,
Pearly,
sir.
You say, we talking about the damage what the PLP is doing. That ain't political?
I don't understand what you're saying.
No, I'm saying we talking about how unfortunately this political party called Progressive Liberal Party is governing this country to the detriment of all Bahamians. Is that ain't political?
Yes, okay.
Okay, so if that's political, why is it so offensive for people to voice their opinion against them with somebody who they feel like how you feel?
I don't have... You listen to me carefully. I can say this to you carefully.
Mm-hmm.
You could have your opinion on whatever you believe and whoever you believe in, but that don't mean my opinion change.
No.
And if I don't have to agree with your opinion, I don't have to agree with your opinion. However, I respect your opinion.
Pearly, I respect yours too, but that's the point I'm trying to make to you, Pearly. That's what I'm saying to you. You think we can disrespect you because of what you're saying about your feelings?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right, but we just would like the opportunity sometime to voice our opinion.
And if there's any one talk show host, and I've been told this, I let you voice your opinion. I don't never stop anybody. Sometimes they tell me I let people say too much. But I can allow you to say your opinion. And if I differ, I can tell you I differ.
Okay, I understand, but then anyhow, I can move away from that.
Yes, sir.
Let me go to the corner with the people was talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
How about we taking our culture, right, and establishing it inside where the corner was originated from? How about Junkanoo? Go and go wherever Trinidad or Barbados, wherever the carnival come, and see if they can be accepted the way we allow to sit inside our country as something of our nature. It appears that people who don't know where they going can end up anywhere. And the Bahamas ain't know where they going, and that's why we accept anything. Let me say something else, but the tourism situation when it relates to clubs, right?
Uh-huh.
In the Bahamas, we could have deal with the clubs back in the day. You know why? Because they was paying native music the most of the time. Merengue, yep. Merengue, calypso, and by band.
Dead
right?
Bands, yes.
The clubs today, you risking your life going to them because the type of music is send off spirits. So if you dance into a music with said shoot this one, kill the one, or squat this way or squat that way, that's the spirit, right? And that's what has caused so much violence to these clubs today. And that's why they ain't acceptable for a lot of tourists to be going to the so-called clubs what we have today because of the type of music. But I bet you, if we had clubs what was playing only Bahamian music, the atmosphere would have been much better or much different. Guaranteed.
Okay, have caller. A nice day. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Hold on, caller. Coming to you right now. Let me read a couple of texts. If we vote for Lincoln, we might as well vote for Rodney. Pearly, the traffic lights are out near Marathon Mall, and the four-way crossing is crazy disaster over there. Traffic light, oh my goodness, again. Pearly, could we ship our prisoners to El Salvador the same time Trump is, and also people who litter and drive bad? You won't get me started with the driving bad. The lights on Marathon, I'm sure somebody from Road Traffic can listen, and I'm sure they on that, because people getting out of work, that's a disaster. That's a disaster. So what you can do, people? Call you on the air.
Hey, Courtney, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm okay.
You sound a little low there. What happened?
Hopefully.
Okay.
And carefully. Okay?
What's up?
I just want to pick up from our friend, Paul, in reference to the Lincoln. UI.
G, my boy, my friend GNN. Uh-huh. This is why I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to get into a debate about Lincoln tonight. But I can let you say your word in quick.
Let's say Lincoln, not about Lincoln, right?
Say it again.
It's about the party, not Lincoln.
That's
right?
That's the same thing, but
same
you got
thing.
It.
Okay,
please.
Let's forget about the party and let's forget about Lincoln, right?
Okay.
Let's talk about persons who have admiration for politics.
Okay, fair
trying
enough.
Trying to get in politics.
Fair right? enough, okay.
The first thing they need to do is prove themselves, right?
Yes.
They say, how? Let me see what your capability is. Let me see you. Who you is, what you're capable of, what you do, you know?
What your claim to fame, what your success in life has been.
How well, you know?
Okay.
I don't see these people, okay? When Jeff Lloyd wanted to run for politics, right?
Uh-huh.
He went in the community, he started doing some stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
I think he was a soldier, that's what he was getting into based on what he see he was doing.
Uh-huh.
So I was Robinson the same, right?
Okay.
Some other person, I don't want to call him.
Okay, fair enough.
They start to show, look here, give me an opportunity and a chance with what I take for the doing, right?
Uh-huh.
You have poison in these communities. See, and like the other day, I call it no name, like you say, right? But you come see change to the case. It's who the poison is, huh?
Uh-huh.
Ask me why I could say that. Probably for 20, almost 30 years. And I know a lot of poison here in my voice. I was working within my community.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I get a rescue to my Facebook page, right?
Okay.
And you will see the work that we put on. We've been 4 years.
Okay, you got to go quick because they're running out of time. And I got one more. I hear you loud.
When you come talking to you, one, you know, come on, man.
Prove yourself. Yeah? Give me your track
prove
record.
Prove yourself, man. Give me your track record. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Other than that, don't come on me, please.
All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate that so much. Carly on there. How you doing? You got 30 seconds. I'm going to take up all your time. Go ahead.
On this day, on this show, you need to do a survey on these ministers, how their performance is.
Well, I think Howard did that at the end of the year, but we'll get to it soon, okay?
Yeah, there's some things I won't say, but that's one of the things you need to do.
All right.
That's Howard who do it.
Howard did it.
But, yeah, but you need to do it. You need to do it.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let me read this last text. Hey, Pearly, just asked Mr. Miller, the Minister of National Resources, about our resources. He stood in Parliament when he sat on the opposite side. Now he quiet. I saw something that just the other day. He was talking about some fires burning in Mayaguana, I think it is. Wow, that hour went kind of fast. But We'll be back right after the 5 o'clock hour. We can talk NBA on fire, all kind of trades been going down. My Lakers made another trade. We'll be talking about all that on the flip side. This has been Pearly on the Talking Heads Thursday on Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the texts. Thanks for the encouragement. We'll see you on the flip side when we talking sports.
I'll never say what the wicked heart say. Neither will I walk in the council.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's located on Rosetta's Cross. We put fashion at your feet.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich. Featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions. All drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouth-watering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias. Soy yo, Cuban Willie. It's Thursday. It's time for your four ball, your cuatro pelotas, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today, your lucky four ball is the 7-6-8-1-76-81. Play it and win in the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, Jones Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tao, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And welcome back to another Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is your boy Pearly in the house. We're talking sports. My goodness, the NBA has lit right up today. There's so many trades. We're going to get to that in a little bit, but let's get to what we get to first. Today in sports history, just because I'm looking for it now, it's going to just vanish on me, huh? Okay, let's get to it quickly. Here we go. Today is Thursday, February 6, 2025. Today in sports history in 1921, the New York Yankees issued a press release to announce the purchase of 10 acres of property in the West Bronx. The land was used for Yankees. In 1926, the National Football League adopted a rule that made players ineligible for competition until their college class graduated. In 1932, dog sled racing happened for the first time in Olympic competition. In 1958, Ted Williams signed a contract with the Boston Red Sox that was worth $135,000. Jokes. The contract made him the highest paid player in Major League history. You got a player making $70 million a year now. In 1970, the NBA expanded to 18 teams for the 1970-71 season. The new teams added were Buffalo, Cleveland, Houston, and Portland. In 1986, Peter McNabb of the New Jersey Devils became the 42nd player to score 450 career goals. In 1990, Brett Hull of the St. Louis Blues and his father, Bobby Hull, became the only father-son combination in NHL history to score 50 goals in a season.
And in 2005, the New England Patriots defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 24-21 in Super Bowl 39. It was the third win in 4 years for the Patriots. And the sports quote of the day, a life of frustration is inevitable for any coach whose main enjoyment is winning. Chuck Knoll of the Pittsburgh Steelers coach. What's up, everybody? Let's get right to today. What's going on in the home court? Brought to you by Burger King. Oh, this is going to hurt my heart to read this, but here we go. Giants dominate in BAISS playoffs. St. John's College places 4 teams in the championship. The Saints senior girls roll. Okay, I'm good. Coach Yo, Ole Miss win this season. Equestrian Bahamas prepares for CEA event. Boy, so I get to buy this basketball season. Yeah, it is what it is. Get y'all on the track. Get y'all at the BAISS track and field meet. Yep, we'll get you back there. Forgive me. How's everybody doing? Man, have y'all been paying attention to what's going on in the NBA, and this brings us right into who's in and who's out. The Lakers pulled off another trade today. I'm mixed. I don't know. I haven't heard from Naughty and heard his comments on this. But we're just gonna get right into it. We're gonna take this call. Then we're gonna get right into it. Call you on there. How you doing?
Hey, Purdy. What's up?
Right there, brother. What you saying?
Man, that's what I was just about to call you and ask you about the moves. Any other moves other than Jimmy Butler?
Are you kidding me? If you hold on, we'll run down all the moves in a second. There's the Jimmy Butler went to the Warriors. The Lakers traded the rookie to the Charlotte Hornets. Who else? The Clippers made a trade. The Cavs made a trade. The Suns made a trade. It's been all kinds of trades.
I talk about big names, man. I ain't talking about no little rookies. Big names.
Listen, they may be names me or you may not know better, but they are some big names in the NBA.
The biggest names. Jimmy Butler and who?
But Jimmy Butler gone. And Wiggins came back to the Heat.
Oh, yeah, Wiggins.
All right, and you get PJ Tucker, I think, and Kyle Anderson.
Yeah, they gone to the Heat also.
Yeah, and Schroeder went to, I can't remember, Schroeder went somewhere else. All right, and then the Lakers got the seven-foot center from the Charlotte. They traded Canuck. They traded a couple other players and a first round pick.
Mm.
But it's been a real busy NBA trade season.
But I don't think Golden State finished yet though.
They may not be finished yet.
I don't think they finish yet. They got till midnight, so I don't think they finish yet. I think they trying to get a big man, and I believe Miami need a big man too.
Miami, you know what? Miami, I wouldn't expect the world from Miami this rush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be very guarded in what I expect.
You know, Miami good with what they got right now. You know, Seattle is carrying on without Jimmy Butler and without Wiggins, and with Wiggins there now, that can make them better.
You think so?
Yeah. Miami playing good ball.
Okay.
They playing awesome ball right now.
Okay, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of emotion in that because they were pissed that. They were pissed with Jimmy Butler, so they might have said, listen, we don't need you, man. We can just show you. You know, that could be it, too.
Yeah, well, I think that can carry on. That can carry over.
Well, I wish the best. I mean, you know, the East isn't that tough. I mean, other than Boston, anyone else could take it. Maybe the Knicks.
The East got good. What you talking about? The East got good teams.
I didn't say they didn't have good teams. I said they ain't that tough.
Milwaukee. So the West tough, eh?
The best stronger.
Because,
the West is
why?
The best
Lakers
stronger.
Winning some games?
Not the Lakers. The Lakers even in the money in that talk. I mean, like OKC, okay. Memphis, you know, Houston. There's some good teams.
And Dallas got better though.
Well, let's
Dallas
see.
Looking good.
We'll find Dallas, out. They ain't doing nothing yet. Let's let Lady get on the court and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the Lakers can be the winners of that trade, but maybe not this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
All right, Pearls.
Okay, brother. Let's look at what's been going on. Okay. The Memphis Grizzlies has agreed to trade Marcus Smart on a 25 first-round pick to the Washington Wizards. The Wizards will receive 2 second-round picks.
That's an interesting trade. Then you get traded James Wiseman to the Raptors. And they got traded and cashed to the Raptors. And cash, I don't know what they're getting on it. Probably that famous the player to be named later. Jake LaRiva traded to the Grizzlies. So the Memphis Grizzlies agreed to trade Jake LaRiva to Sacramento. Okay. The Kings will send a 2028 second-round pick, Colby Jones and Alex Len, to the Washington Wizards are part of a three-team deal that will see Washington acquire Marcus Smart from the Grizzlies. Now, a lot of three-team deal going on because you understand, I can't trade a $10 million player for a $1 million player. So you got to work it out that the money all balance out when they trade. So that's pretty much what's going on. I see Kevin Porter Jr. going to the Bucks. The Clippers traded Kevin Porter Jr. to the Bucks in exchange for Marjon Beauchamp. Okay. And then we all know the big trade, Jimmy Butler traded to the Warriors from the Heat. Okay, so they get Jimmy Butler, and it's a four-team trade. The Heat will acquire Andre Wiggins, Kyle Anderson, a first-round pick from Golden State, and P.J. Tucker from Utah Jazz. The Jazz will get Dennis Schroeder, while Detroit Pistons land Lindy Waters III and Josh Richardson. Okay, they said, however, the Schroeder was subsequently sent to Utah to Detroit per NBA Insider. Okay, then you get Kyle Zeller traded to the Rockets, Atlanta Hawks, trade Kyle Zeller to the Rockets and a 2028 second-round pick to the Rockets. Bogdanovich traded to the Clippers from the Hawks. So the Clippers acquired Bogdanovich. DeAndre Hunter traded to the Cavs. Atlanta Hawks agreed to trade DeAndre Hunter to the Cavs in exchange for Karl LeVert, George Nyang, and 3 second-round picks. Wow. All right, Joseph New. They sent him in the 2026 first-round pick to Charlotte Hornets and agreed for Cody Martin, Vajeki Misic, and the 2026 second-round pick. That's interesting. Patrick Baldwin Jr. traded to the Spurs from the Bucks. So the Bucks traded him, traded Baldwin Jr. cash to the San Antonio Spurs. Devion Mitchell traded to the Heat. Toronto agreed to trade Devion Mitchell to Miami Heat. That's a good pickup. And they got P.J. Tucker. Remember, P.J. Tucker went there, so he's now going to Toronto and a second-round pick. And him, so P.J. Tucker, second-round pick in cash for Devion Mitchell. That's a good pickup for the Heat. Jared Butler traded to the Sixers. Reggie Jackson traded to the Wizards. That's Philadelphia agreed to trade Reggie Jackson and a future first-round pick to the Washington Wizards for Jared Butler, and 4 second-round picks. Okay. Mark Williams traded to the Lakers. That's the big pickup for the Lakers. The Lakers reportedly acquired center Mark Williams from the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for, this would hurt me, Dalton Kanek, Cam Reddish, a 2031 unprotected first-round pick, and a 2030 pick swap. So they'll swap their picks in 2030. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the Lakers got left to do. Brandon Ingram was traded to the Raptors. That's a pretty good move for them. The New Orleans Pelicans traded Brandon Ingram to the Toronto Raptors in exchange for Bruce Brown Jr., Kelly Olynyk, and 1 first-round pick and 1 second-round pick. I wonder what that pick is all about. All right. Thunder from the Pelicans. Jaden Springer traded to the Rockets from the Celtics. This is another interesting pick here. Kyle Kuzma traded to the Bucks. Chris Middleton traded to the Wizards. So the Wizards agreed to trade Kyle Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr., and a second. Remember they picked up Baldwin a minute ago and a second-round pick to the Milwaukee Bucks in exchange for Chris Middleton, A.J. Johnson, and a pick swap. So that's interesting. K.J. Harris went to the Pistons. Caleb Martin traded to the Mavs. That's a good pickup for the Mavs. And then we know about the other big pick. De'Aaron Fox going to the Spurs. So, we're seeing a lot of trades. And it ain't over yet. It isn't over as yet. It's more, it's a couple of my 18 to get to midnight, which is 9 o'clock, midnight Eastern Standard Time. So there's probably some more things to go, one or two moves may happen. KD was on the block, KD nicks a trade to go back to the Warriors.
I guess he don't like the criticism he got the last time. Do you like the Williams pickup of the Lakers? I think they said that Luka wants a mobile center. So he's mobile. He's a pretty decent rim protector. He averages 16 points and maybe 7 rebounds, somewhere around there, 5 to 7 rebounds. Could be a pretty decent rim protector. Is the Lakers starting to put this together now? Did they make a mistake in letting Dalton? Somebody said they gave up too much for him. That they gave up much too much. I wouldn't have given up Kinect. I know Naughty's going to be pretty pissed about that. Surprised I didn't hear from him. Just to say it again, he's a now Memphis Grizzly for sure. But sometimes, in order to get what you need to win, you got to give up something you really don't want to lose. Get straight. So maybe the Lakers couldn't pull that off without Kinect being in the picture. You know? And then if you kept Kinect, he would have been the ninth. I think I saw an article saying he would have been the ninth man off the bench. Is that fair to him? Where he can go someplace and he can really play every day and to Charlotte, where he can play every day and excel? So are you thinking about just the Lakers and your selfish love for the Lakers? Or are you saying, okay, let's give this guy a chance that he could excel in his career and grow his career? Because he can sit on the bench. And I notice sometimes he gets some playing time, sometimes he gets very little. I've been watching that, and I don't know if that's good for him to develop. I don't know. You know, player like him, I think he needs to be on the court a lot. I think he needs to do 30-plus minutes every night. He's not going to get that in L.A. He's not going to get that in L.A. because the position he plays pretty much so. I don't know. I'm not the expert. And then I've been disconnected from basketball a little bit since certain people have been in L.A. But next week, Tuesday, Pitchers and Catchers report. I'm excited about that. Have anybody been falling? I've been falling a little bit of the coverage of the Super Bowl. Not so much that I was like, if you know, I was used to in the past. Maybe because I'm tired of seeing Kansas City there. I don't know. Maybe not. But Naughty and I'll give you our picks tomorrow. You may be surprised who we pick. I don't know if we pick this. Not picking the same teams. Maybe not. I don't know. I'll feed that out there a little bit. So we'll wait and see tomorrow how it's ending. We'll get you an opportunity to call in and give your views on who you think will win and why you think they'll win. You know, I went there and said, I just don't like Kansas City. No, tell me why you think Philadelphia may be able to beat Kansas City or why Kansas City can beat up on Philly. Don't just tell me that, you know, just talk a little bit about it, let me know. I have to explain myself when I tell you who I think I'm in the Super Bowl. And I'm not pulling for anybody in the Super Bowl. Let's get that straight. I'm a Miami Dolphin. I just say I think who will win the Super Bowl. Not that I'm pulling for them. Call you on there. How you doing?
Yes, indeed, you are a Dolphin.
Yeah, what do you say, Mr. Yankee?
Yeah, it's good that catches and pitches will be back on the diamond.
I've never been so excited for spring training like I've been this year.
Well, listen, I see where my judge just had a baby boy and his wife just had a baby. And
so that's his inspiration.
But my thing is, Judge must put in postseason. He must deliver this year. I ain't giving him no more bye now. Let me
be a little dropsy. I hope he don't drop his baby like he dropped that fly ball in the World Series.
No, good, <yeah. laughs> no, that's not gonna happen. He's not even gonna be playing center field.
No, he won't. He'll be back in right A or just DH.
Yeah, he can be on the field. He can be in right field.
Okay, and who's your center fielder?
Yeah, we got to keep him on the outfield. Our biggest problem is that we've got to get someone on third base and stop joking.
I really thought y'all had Bregman. I thought y'all had Bregman.
They keep playing around this third base like, no man, third base got to be sorted up.
I think y'all might end up with him because sound like Arenado's still talking to Houston. I don't know. You'll see. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, we have to get a third baseman. You know, Charles, because he easily plays second line, no problem. To sew up the infield. Infield must be secured.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the bottom line. That's where most of our efficiency came in the
course. So are you saying Jazz is not a good third baseman?
No, he's not ready for that. He's good. He can play there. But I want a person who been playing third base all their life. That's all what right. I want there.
Okay.
I want a true third baseman.
But don't blame that error in the World Series on Jazz. That was a bad throw from Volpe.
No, I ain't.
Volpe, however you pronounce his name.
No, it's Jazz playing in the World Series was fantastic.
Okay,
I mean,
let's get that
for
straight.
A person who never played third on a daily basis, he did well.
He did very well.
But I just don't want someone who could do well. I want someone who could be like Greg Nettles, that kind of type person. You know, when you hit the ball, it's a line drive. Caught by Nettles. That's the kind of stuff I want.
But yeah, I don't know if you can find another Nettles in Yankee pinstripe, but that's probably the greatest third baseman to play for the Yankees.
Yeah, listen, even Brooke Robinson applaud Greg Nettles.
The human vacuum cleaner?
People. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So you can imagine what he brought to third base.
Yeah, but Craig would beat out Brooks at the plate, but not on that field. I think Brooks is probably the best.
No, I ain't saying that Greg Nettles was a better third baseman. I am saying.
All right. Okay.
That he got a lot of praise from Brooke Robinson.
He sure did. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but listen, we gonna go out at you play. Y'all more than likely will win. Will come out. It'll be most disappointing if y'all don't come. Go back to the World Series.
I would be baseball devastated. I wouldn't lose much sleep, but I'd be devastated.
What?
I think barring any major injuries to the team. And when I say major, talking like maybe three or four key players get hurt. I honestly end up, I'm a Dodger, and I'm going to say it, but I think the Dodgers got the best chance of being repeating.
Y'all continue to build. The Yankees continue to build. We even going after putting pitches in our AAA affiliation. We are serious about coming back strong. We want to win.
I saw a lady post complaining, it's always the Dodgers. They're always going to, why you got to have this? The Dodgers got an all-star major league team, an all-star triple A, now they have an all-star double A team. And she was all upset. But it is what it is. And, you know, you got a good team. We got a really good batting line. We got a great starting pitching. We probably got which could be arguably the best bullpen in baseball. I'm pretty excited. I'm psyched. I'm telling you, I've not been this excited about spring training in many a year.
Listen, I haven't followed spring training this early in my life. So you can imagine how excited I am.
Let me tell you how excited Dodger fans are. I saw a guy post trying to buy tickets for a spring training game in Arizona. They sold out.
Wow.
And you can get mad because they pay you Otani all that money because people coming to see them play and they can make the money back. Pay the man.
Yeah, but listen, I think the Lakers give up too much for that no-name
Saturday. But you know what? He may be no name. He may be no name like that. Some people say he's not reached his full potential yet, but I agree with you. They gave up too much for him.
Yeah.
They gave up much too much for him. I wouldn't have not given up either the pick or I would not have given up Kinect.
No way. You give up too much, man.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
But guess what? The future of the Lakers is bright because that trade... You see, the other team might win in the now.
Yeah.
Lakers is the future.
I know what you mean. I got a text coming saying rain, sleet, or snow, Lakers in five.
Guess what happened? I wish I had the money to buy the Bulls away from the owner. He's joking.
Yeah, he is.
Bulls has been devastating for the last 30 years.
Yep, well, I ain't complaining.
I wish I had the money because that's my team.
Okay, I got you. All right.
All right, take care, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. We can take our first break. When we get back, we can talk a little bit more sports, get into the picks, and have you your final 10. This is Pearly, Talking Heads Thursday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Benazir Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars. Well, hopefully they won't need them yet. Drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels and more. We got cement, concrete bond and fiber, lime, sand and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Massa with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Massa.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, and shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is it! The big game is almost here! And the best place to watch it is at Nassau Cruise Port! Join us on Sunday, February the 9th for an unforgettable game day watch party! Huge screens, unbeatable food, and drink specials, and all the game day energy you can handle! Grab your friends, bring your game face, and score big with giveaways, drink discounts, and a chance to win exclusive prizes! Don't miss out on the action! Game day, Nassau Cruise Port, Sunday, February 9th, where every touchdown feels like a win. See you there.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
And we're back to Talking Heads Thursday Sports Edition. Here, this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This Pearly in the house. So good to be here again. Boy, NBA heating up. Super Bowl Sunday coming around. This is going to be another great sports weekend. What you say, caller?
Hey, boys.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Muff? What's up?
Yeah, I like it. I like it, man. It begins now. Uh-huh. Anderson.
Yeah.
The slow motion, man. Yeah, boy, we get to the finals. We get into the finals. Oh, we looking good. We done winning without them. You see what we do to the Sixers last night.
And
the
Sixers, but everybody did that to the Sixers, man.
No, the Sixers beat you all. They beat you all.
So who ain't beat the Lakers?
Huh?
Yeah, that's the Sixers beat us, but the Sixers took more beaten than they give out there, than they get beaten.
Let me go back to you first, man. The Super Bowl commercials for $8
million. It's
man.
$8 million. Not $5 million. I said $5 the other day, right?
Yeah, you say $5. Yeah. Wow. $8 million for 30 seconds, man. 30 seconds.
Wow. So you get like $1.2 million commission if you can sell one hat.
You know that. You know that. But really, in the Dallas Mavericks, they play in the Celtics tonight. Davis in? He playing tonight and he in?
I don't know if he's in tonight.
If he in tonight. And then guess what? You all play Golden State. Jimmy in tonight when you all play Golden State?
Lucas not in. No, Lucas in on Saturday.
No, Luca going to y'all, but y'all going to play Golden State. That's what they say. Yeah, Jimmy playing for Golden State, yeah?
Ooh, I don't know. The trade that's gone down, so I doubt he's there tonight.
Oh yeah, you don't. Yeah, Jimmy, suck it.
Yeah. Oh no, but I did see. No. I did see a report saying on NBA Today saying that he's not going to play tonight.
Oh yeah.
They ain't quite finalized everything yet.
Yeah, I'll tell. But this weekend or something, or Monday or so like that.
Yeah.
I'm glad he gone, man. You need a distraction to him, man. I got Wiggins. Wiggins is a good player, but he's playing for Golden. He's with lately.
Wiggins is a former. I think Wiggins is a former first round pick, if I remember correctly. With Minnesota, maybe. Was it Minnesota?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. He was the first round making everything. He's sitting, he could hit the trees, he's good in the paint.
Yeah.
Good on rebounds, good on blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's a good
I think him going to Golden State, he got some injuries, and I don't think he lived up to expectations there. And I think it's more maybe more because he's playing in the shadows of Steph and Clay and Draymond Green, maybe in Miami where it ain't that overshadowing Steph Curry type person that he may be able to excel a little more and become probably the man in Miami.
Yeah, I see Luca smiling, but LeBron, Luca, with Redditch gone now, Yeah, but that hurt my head, man.
I felt that one.
Yeah, but you're all building something different now. And then, like, with Kerry Irving, and then now Davis, and then you got, they had to say the Buffery, Crawford,
I think, yeah.
Yeah, Crawford, yeah. And then you got to wait. I tell everyone, you got to wait to see how the games go after, but the model so to see who winning them trade.
Stephen A. Smith said today, don't be surprised if you see Luka with a six-pack in the next couple of months.
Yeah, yeah.
So he got a chip on the shoulder. He feel hurt that they got rid of him the way they got rid of him, that he got something to prove. And he probably, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, yeah. I can hear with the Eagles, right? Of course.
I don't want to hear yet. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow and call in and say you'll score tomorrow. All right, you may change your mind. I can call you tonight, see if I can change your mind.
All right, respect.
He's getting excited. He wants to say his predictions already. But the whole thing about it is, you know, I want to wait till tomorrow to say how I feel. I already know who I think will win, not who I'm pulling for. I'm not pulling for anybody to win. I really don't care. I only pull for the Dolphins. So, you know, it'll be nice to see Mahomes able to get a three-peat or a chief-peat, they call it. It'll be nice to see the castaway, when they take the piece of stone that become the cornerstone, the rejected stone, and Saquon Barkley, to see him get a ring, that'll be good for him. It'll be nice to see Jalen Hurts redeem himself. All right, it'd be nice to see some of the fellas on the Chiefs and who've never won a title before, able to get one. You know, so I have my views on it like that. I want to see. I can give you reasons why I think Boat should be able to get a win. Big Chief say and Chris Jones solidifying himself as a Hall of Famer. I think he's already a Hall of Famer, but him solidifying himself as a Hall of Famer. It'd be good to see Mahomes win a title to change the narration from the GOAT of Tom Brady to the new GOAT, you know? Because, you know, it was Montana getting you mad, Bob Greasy they talked about, and again, Brady's the GOAT. Nowadays, Mahomes is getting in that conversation to win a title this year. And like Big Chief said, to win again next year. Ha, ha, ha. He can become the GOAT. Even if he loses this year and can't say back and come back and win next year, you can call him the GOAT. So, you know, we gotta look at all these things and try to figure out why you would want to see them in this. So I'm just giving you reasons why I could justify that, why I would like to see someone win. Not that I'm pulling for them. I can't reiterate that, can't say that enough. You know, but let's get into the picks. Let's see what's going on here. It's not a lot of games tonight. It's only about six games tonight. I don't know who's going to have who with them tonight. I don't know if they get on a flight and get to their new team tonight. So maybe not a lot of the players who were traded will be playing for their new teams tonight. Definitely not playing for the old teams. And a lot of them will be traveling. Some may get in town in time to play. Some may not get in town in time to play. So, you know, we got to look at it like that as well. But the first game I want to look at is the Dallas Mavericks at the Boston Celtics. Now, Boston is the 11.5-point favorite. That right there tells you AD is not playing tonight. All right? That right there tells you this. I don't know if Boston could do that, 11.5. Even though they'll have a full team, Dallas is going to be a little weak. Dallas may play with some pride tonight to jam and hold firm tonight, like the young people say. I'm going to take Boston on the money line. I don't trust them to win that by 11.5 points. I do not trust that. The Houston Rockets at the Minnesota Timberwolves. Minnesota's 1.5. That's basically a flip-em game. It just depends on who comes out balling tonight. You know, will Jalen Green get off? Will Ant-Man get off? Who ball tonight? Ant-Man tends to play great no matter where he is, but he plays even better at home. I like Minnesota, and I'll take Minnesota in the points tonight. Orlando Magic at the Denver Nuggets. Denver 6.5-point favorites. Boy, that's possible. That's possible. If Denver start playing the ball they're supposed to be playing, that is very, very possible. That's very possible. I like Denver tonight, and I will take Denver. Oh, boy. Let me just... Murphy is out. Westbrook, not much of a out. No, Murphy is game time decision. He probably played tonight. Westbrook with a hamstring is out.
I like Denver tonight. I'm going to take Denver in the points tonight. I mean, sorry. I'm saying Denver. Yeah. I'll take Denver in the points tonight. Yeah. Okay. The Sacramento Kings, 1.5 favorites over the Portland Trailblazers. That means certain players are not in town yet since the trades. But Sabonis, he's in tonight. Simmons in there. There's no key injuries really there tonight. You know what? Let's take the Trailblazers and the points. I'll take the +1.5 of the Trailblazers. I know that's the soft way out. Indiana Pacers at the LA Clippers. The Clippers are 4.5-point favorites. That's interesting. That is very interesting. That's very interesting. Oh, okay. That's very interesting. That is, all right, you know what? I'll take the Clippers tonight and the points. They're at home. They're in LA. The game that everybody's been talking about. The game that everybody's been talking about, the Golden State Warriors at the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't think Luka's going to play tonight. But Steph Curry against LeBron James. All right. Yeah, they're all out. Luka's not going to play tonight. They got Bronny James out, like we really weren't, but that one. Jimmy Butler's not going to play tonight. Kuminga's not going to play tonight. So it's going to be the old school fellas against each other. That's going to be a great game to watch. All right? They've become pretty good friends since the Olympics. I think LeBron may have a little chip on the shoulder tonight. The Lakers are 6.5-point favorites. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to be gutsy. And I'm going to take... What do you think, Mr. Producer? Should I take the Lakers in the points tonight? I'm going to take the Lakers in the points tonight. I'm going to be bold like that and take the Lakers in the points tonight. You are, Mr. Producer, says, there's a lot of women's basketball games tonight. And the team that I've been watching closely is Notre Dame. They got a young lady there that I how I do or something like that can ball. Watch out for Notre Dame in women's basketball tonight. Just watch out for them. Not just tonight, for the rest of the season. They may challenge Nordy's Juju Watkins and USC. But there's some really great women's college basketball, and I implore you to watch it. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for the calls. Thank you for the texts. Thanks for being there for me. This is Pearly. This has been Guardian Radio 96.9, The Talking Heads Thursday. I'm out. Naughty and MJ will be here tomorrow. I will tune in at 5. We give our Super Bowl picks. You may want to see and be surprised just who we're going to pick. Take care. Be safe. See you tomorrow.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa salad, and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our 3 locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Craving some extra finger-licking good flavor? Well, love is in the air at KFC, and it's downright irresistible. KFC's Mega Love Bucket is filled with 8 pieces of the crispy Kentucky Fried Chicken that you love, and paired with 4 buttery biscuits, 8 saucy nuggets, large creamy mashed potatoes with gravy, and 4 sweet strawberry dessert biscuits. Pass by KFC today and crunch in love with a Mega Love Bucket. KFC is finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
So you are known, and I've compared you recently. Somebody called me at the Washington Post, and I said you remind me of Bill Simmons because Simmons' love for the Celtics was so pure and authentic. It didn't bother me that they were his team, and I feel that with Kansas City. I see the passion, I see the love, but Bill throws his vulnerability out there. Sometimes he'll this analysis. You show no signs of lack of confidence. No. There has to be something with this stacked Eagles roster.
Well, yeah, the Eagles can win.
Okay, what second quarter, forget score, second quarter, what is going to worry you if you see it happening?
Oh, I mean, if Jalen Hurts is playing great. I mean, the Chiefs are going to make Jalen Hurts beat them. And everyone points to the performance in the last Super Bowl, and Jalen Hurts was excellent.
Excellent.
The problem, the flip side to that coin is he hasn't played that level of game one time since then. He's come close a couple times, but he has not been able to duplicate that performance once since then. The other thing that would concern me a bit if I were an Eagles fan is there's an amazing clip of the young rookie defenders the Chiefs had from that Super Bowl in the final moment saying to each other, "Bro, we don't even know the scheme, and we just won the Super Bowl." So it is that, because that was the draft class that had Karlaftis, McDuffie, Joshua Williams, Leo Schindler, all those guys who are now, third-year players. So I just think the Chiefs are going to be better prepared. But the Eagles are an excellent team. Their problem is they're playing a team that, even though they were negged all year by the media, is going to go down as the greatest team ever. This is the greatest football team ever. This Kansas City Chiefs team, going for a three-peat, they beat every single AFC playoff opponent. They beat every NFC playoff opponent they had. One team beat them. They then got back at them in the Bills in the playoffs. They're the healthiest they've been all year. There's no shame for Philadelphia in not winning this game. And, yes, Philadelphia can win it. But, man, I think the Chiefs are even still a touch underrated by only being point-and-a-half favorites.
I've said this, and I'm glad Matt Hasselbeck pointed this out, that when an athlete is super talented, we tend to forget all the tedious practices. Like there's no, all great players have insane work ethics. Like there's no lazy superstars. Charles Barkley was great, but in the end didn't get a title because he didn't work on the defensive end and probably wasn't the practice committed player. And the first, after you start examining Mahomes, and you have a good relationship with him because he knows of your adoration and fanaticism for all things Kansas City, I think people lose it on him, is that his ability to see openings and then let go of the ball. Marino's the only one in my life. Is that I think Patrick, maybe it's the quirky brother or his quirky personality. This is one of the smartest players that's ever played the game. It's insane when you look at the film behind Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
It's Gretzky in hockey.
So it's the play, and they probably can't pull it up right now, but at some point before the game, you should have lost in the wash of the AFC Championship game. What you're describing is shown perfectly on the two-point conversion pass to Justin Watson in the back of the end zone against Buffalo, which was a huge play because they were down one. So that you get the two-point conversion, now you're up the full touchdown. If not, you're only up five, and it feels a little anxiety. There is no opening. There is nothing, and it is he is off balance moving in the pocket, and he sees it and hits it, and it is exactly what you're describing. What is remarkable about Patrick, singularly, is his ability this early in his career to identify the exact type of quarterback that team needs that season or that game and be that quarterback. If when he got there, it was, well, we have the 29th defense in football, so it better be bombs away at all times. They trade Tyreek Hill, and it's like, oh, okay, we still have prime Kelsey, we have good weapons, but we can't stretch the field. I'm going to dink and dunk my way to the most yards any player's ever had in a season. Broke Drew Brees' record that year, win the MVP. The last couple years, our wide receiver core last year was not good. This year, banged up. Position-based offense, lean on the defense. He can do that. The only other quarterback who I saw could do that was late-stage Tom. Tom in that 14-18 run, and then, well, I guess further than that, you know, with Tampa, whatever version that team needed, he could be. But Tom was 35 years old when that started. Patrick's 29 and already doing it.
I thought I was going to have Roger Goodell on tomorrow. I don't. And one of the things I was going to say is, it does sometimes the NBA. Its best players are international, and though they're really skilled and learned and wonderful kids, it would be great if they went to Carolina, Arizona, sure, Gonzaga, and Duke, right? Domestic stars. It's really interesting that the NFL right now, the face of the league is this kind of funny, quirky Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
He's perfect. So he's not too cool that he's off-putting. He's got a flawed enough family. He's let you see the family on Netflix. You got to see all of it. He's in Kansas City where he probably can't go out. I wonder, and you have better insight to this than I would, how he compartmentalizes being the greatest player in the most popular game, yet stays out of trouble, seems completely level-headed, never gets over it, never sees
so
it.
So I think in an odd way, one of the best things that could have happened to him was the fact that Tom beat him in those playoff games. And I say that, he was asked yesterday, he's like, is there a game you still think about? And he snap answered, yeah, the Super Bowl against Tampa. And if you go back and watch that game, he's running for his life.
Oh, yeah,
it's not like the second half of the AFC Championship game against Cincinnati, he didn't play well and they lost. The Super Bowl against Tampa, there was really nothing he could do. But it's still evidently, you know, is the one he thinks about.